It is a drizzly 67 degrees in Nashville, and we've got a 100% chance of rain today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. During yesterday's aborted execution attempt of Tony Carruthers, many who were formerly incarcerated themselves stood in a field outside the prison and kept vigil for more than 3 hours. This was Michael Sample's first visit back to River Bend Maximum Security's grounds since his release last year. He had spent 42 years on death row and says he considers the men inside his personal friends.
I know him as a person. I know him more than what the state claimed him to be. And you get to know him. I've been around him longer than I've been around my family. You know, so I'm out here to support them because I know if I was in that situation, they'd do the same thing for me.
Sample says he's not concerned just about Carruthers' situation. He hopes other death penalty cases, especially those out of Shelby County, will also get more attention. Winter Storm Fern killed 29 Tennesseans earlier this year. The Nashville Medical Examiner's Office has now confirmed at least 3 of the deaths in the city were from hypothermia. The office had already confirmed that low temperatures led to the death of 92-year-old James Mitchell in his apartment, which had lost power for multiple days. The Tennessean reports advanced age and hypertension were listed as additional contributing factors. New autopsies from the medical examiner confirmed 2 more residents were killed by the cold. The senior living facility where 93-year-old Frances Pilkington lived had partially lost power before she was found unresponsive in her room. Cardiovascular disease was also a contributing factor to her death. 46-year-old Sharon Conyers was unhoused and was found unresponsive outside in bitter cold conditions near the intersection of Wedgwood and Lindell Avenue. She was declared dead at the scene. For those who need help recovering from the winter storm still, the FEMA aid application is open until June 10th. The agency's already awarded more than $36 million in assistance. For the past 2 weeks on This Is Nashville, episodes have been focusing on love and intimacy in the second half of life. It's called Next Age 2.0. The series has had guests that run the gamut, those with professional experience, lived experience, or even both. Yesterday's show concluded season 2 of Next Age with a call-in. It included a panel of experts with religious, medical, and psychological backgrounds. One guest, Raven O'Rourke, is a sex therapist who specializes in helping senior couples navigate intimacy as the body ages. She mentioned an option for couples battling dementia called a loving will. It's basically a way for couples to establish consent as the condition worsens.
So it would be something that you would make before dementia is onset.
And a loving will.
Yeah, and you talk about like what signals I will give or what's okay with me. Mm-hmm. There's all of this space in between.
There is a continuum, yes.
And so really defining for yourself when you are in a non-dementia state, mm-hmm. what's acceptable for me?
You can listen to the full show at thisisnashville.org or wherever you get your favorite podcasts and find more news at WPLN.org.